The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recently released guidance requiring informed consent for pelvic, breast, prostate, or rectal exams under anesthesia. Because Medicare funding can be tied to compliance, most hospitals are likely to follow it. However, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports one lawmaker is still pushing to add the informed consent requirements to state law.
The guidance targets teaching hospitals and medical schools. HHS says the informed consent requirement means patients must be aware of any sensitive examinations done for teaching purposes and have the right to refuse those examinations. Representative Carol Jackson says even with the new guidance, legislation that outright bans the practice of non-consensual sensitive examinations under anesthesia would be in the best interest of patients.
This will help reassure them that their issues and that their problems are going to take care of and their privacy will be respected.
Jackson has proposed legislation the past 4 years that would require informed consent from patients, but the legislation has not received a committee hearing. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.